Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, product marketing specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things agile and give insights to help organizations in agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of agile practices. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things agile. So I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're going to explore how horizon-based planning integrates with SAFe's lean budget practices and elevate agile methodologies within your organization. And joining me today is Jeff Barshaw, Director of Agile Practices at Regal Consulting, who will help us understand the alignment of short, medium, and long-term goals through horizon-based planning. And Jeff will also highlight the challenges teams face when adopting this approach and share strategies for effectively managing trade-offs between immediate needs and strategic goals, aiming to improve organizational adaptability and long-term success. Jeff, welcome back to Amplify Agile. Can you please give us a quick introduction of yourself?
Thank you. It's great to be back. My name is Jeff Barshaw. As a background, and this will come into my talk a little bit, I started as an electrical engineer a while ago. I don't want to say how long. And then transitioned from that to software development. I spent 20 years doing that, and I've been doing agile coaching for the last 15 years. And in that transition to agile coaching, what I found is that a lot of teams struggled with the tools that they were using. And with my background as a developer and leader, I was able to dig into these tools and actually learn how they work, how to customize them, how to configure them, and even how to bend the rules a bit within these tools to make it work better for the team. Because my premise has always been you figure out what your process is first, and then the tool follows the process, not the other way around.
You always need to bend a little bit of rules to get to what we actually need. Yeah, so thanks for that introduction. So to set the stage for our discussion today on horizon-based planning, let's start with how this planning method has evolved to meet the dynamic needs of modern enterprises. And then let's take a look into later how organizations align their day-to-day activities with their strategic goals through various planning horizons. But first, can you give an overview on horizon-based planning and how it integrates with SAFe's lean budget practices as well?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is kind of take you through a journey that I've been through to explain how and why there's horizon-based planning. So when I started my career as an electrical engineer, we used to create project plans to deliver switchgear and other electronic components to a site, electrical components. And there we used detailed project plans that that determined the schedule of when everything needed to be done, delivered, installed, et cetera. That worked great. Then when I transitioned to software development, myself and pretty much the rest of the industry was trying to apply those same principles to creating plans for developing software. The problem was the software is a very dynamic environment and things were constantly changing. And so the joke was that as soon as you hit the print button on your project plan, something changed and you had to go back into the project plan and fix it. And I kind of realized that level of detail was creating a problem. And then the other thing that would happen that I noticed myself is as soon as something changes, you want to resist that change because you spent all this time creating this very detailed plan. So that really goes against what we're trying to do in delivering the software that's going to delight our customers. So where horizon-based planning comes into play and we're first introduced with just simple Scrum is that our plans reflect the time horizon in which that plan should be executed. So for example, a one-day plan is very detailed, hour by hour, who's working on what, very specific. A week plan is less detailed. We know what needs to get done, but we're not determining 7 days from now who's going to work on what during which hour. So we're figuring out at a higher level what's going to happen. A quarterly plan needs to be needs to adapt to that time frame. So you know the items that you want to work on, but you don't know who's going to work on it, which day they're going to work on it. And what that does is it creates a plan that's adaptive. And so, as you work day to day, your daily plans will influence your weekly plans, which will influence your quarterly plans. And it's important in horizon-based planning that it avoids a pitfall of over-planning. When we created that project plan for 12 months, we tried to plan out every little nuance and detail in that plan. That's where over-planning actually affects and hurts you in being able to be adaptable and change as things change. So, in its simplest form, horizon-based planning is simply making the granularity of your plan match the time frame for that plan. The shorter the time frame, the more granular the plan. The longer the time frame, the less granular the plan. No, so I was going to tie that back to SAFe, Scaled Agile Framework, right? It started with Scrum and creating sprint plans that were 2 weeks, and then daily plans, which was in the daily standup that happened every day. So that's kind of the inception within the agile world that that happened. SAFe built upon that. And so they created this planning interval, is what it's called now, which is around a quarter, 8 to 10 weeks. And it's a plan within a plan within a plan, if you kind of think of it that way, right? You create the quarterly plan, and this gives you kind of a roadmap of what you want to do over the quarter. Then you create your sprint plans, and you do that one sprint at a time. You don't create all five or six sprint plans. You create the plan at the beginning of each sprint, and then that same thing happens with your daily plan. So it's leveraging horizon-based planning, and at the same time, SAFe was very for was. Had the forethought in that those plans need to reflect that time horizon which you were planning for. So your quarterly plan was based on features, your daily plan was based on user stories, and or your sprint plan was based on user stories, and your daily plan was based on tasks. Each one of those at a different granularity level. I wanted to clarify that there are two ways of horizon planning within the SAFe framework. One is horizon-based planning that we've just talked about. The other one is part of the lean portfolio management, and that's called guiding investments by horizon. Okay. It's a little bit different in this case. When we're working with that tool within the SAFe framework, what we're looking at is how are we going to fund work based on where the product or the portfolio epic is in its life cycle. So there are four horizons in that model. From this is inception, we're trying to see what is a good idea, to the end is the product or the portfolio epic is end of life. And where you fit that work in those four horizons determines how much you invest in it. So in the first horizon three, you're going to invest more into developing the product. The second horizon two, is more of an investment on expanding a product that you already have, adding functionality to it. The third is, which is called horizon one, they go backwards. But horizon one is, okay, the product is mature, we just need to maintain it. So our funding for maintaining it should be far less than developing it and maturing it, right? It's more of a maintenance mode. It continues to provide value, but there's not a lot of net new work going into it. So our funding level goes down. And then the horizon zero is end of life. So at that point, we're really funding to close that off. And perhaps we're moving those customers to another product that's coming along to serve them better. So that is still using horizons, but it uses those horizons to determine how much you're going to fund it. That's different from using the horizons to determine how detailed your plans are. Both valid, they're just used for two different purposes.
So yeah, given your detailed explanation on horizon-based planning and how it also integrates along with SAFe or within SAFe, it would be important for us to understand some of the core components, right? And so, what are the essential elements of horizon-based planning?
Yeah, so like for example, if you search horizon-based planning, you're going to find a lot of articles that point you to McKinsey's plan or Scaled Agile Framework plan. And both of those plans, really the Scaled Agile Framework plan was based on McKinsey's plan, which is based on what I explained that really what horizon-based planning is.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of defining what your short, medium, and long-term plans are. SAFE has its definitions of what they should be. McKinsey's has its definition. There's not anything right or wrong about either of those definitions. And what I would invite people to do is look at those definitions and see if it makes sense for them. Don't be afraid to create your own definition, but it's important to have those three time periods in it and then codify what those plans in each of those time periods should contain in terms of their granularity. The other thing is, and I took components from a couple of different perspectives, components from technically what do you need, but also components on mindset of what you need. So what you need is support from all levels in your organization. You need, because short-term plans are going to be at the team and the personal level, medium-term plans are going to be more at the organizational, long-term are going to be even up to the executive level. So unless you have all of those areas and contingents aligned, it's going to be difficult, not impossible, but difficult to do this. So you need to have all those areas.
So yeah, understanding these elements certainly helps. So transitioning to these practices could definitely be challenging. So what might teams face when adopting horizon-based planning, and how can they overcome them?
So one of the first things I come up with a lot, and it doesn't just have to do with horizon-based planning, it's pretty much anything with any transformation, is being comfortable with unlearning what you're accustomed to doing, right? So there's going to be certain things that you're going to have to unlearn that you've been doing for years to adapt and to transform into a new one. So one of those is unlearning the need to plan out really granular details, especially out at in months and quarters and even years, right? That's the pitfall that you get into with those detailed plans, and that's the pitfall of over planning, right? The second one is having what I alluded to a little bit about the leadership at different levels is or buy-in from all the different levels is. If your leadership isn't on board with horizon-based planning yet, but your teams and maybe your organization does, you'll run into a challenge of having to map or transition the horizon-based to a traditional plan, right? Your leadership is going to be looking for things like when is design complete, when is code complete, et cetera. And horizon-based planning approach is more iterative. So you're doing all of those over and over again. So you have to map between those two and understand that they're going to ask for one thing, you're going to be delivering another. And how could you find a middle ground between the two, right? Don't throw up your hands and just give up. That's not going to help you. Continue down your road of horizon-based planning, but figure out a way to map it to what they're looking for.
Yeah, shifting to horizon-based planning really seems to require a significant mindset change, as well as kind of a structural adjustment within organizations. So with the challenges we overcome, there's always benefits. And so I want to know from your experience, what are the advantages of adopting horizon-based planning also within a safe environment?
Some of the big advantages, I think it goes back to what I said about adaptability. It's being able to pivot and learn what your customer wants, number one. With those iterations, you start to get a sense of what they like and what they don't like, and you can apply that into future iterations at any of these horizon levels, right? And the second is by doing this over and over, you learn how to best deliver the product. So when you plan a lot, you get really good at planning, right? Versus if you just plan up front and then execute, you'll forget a lot about how you did the planning, what worked in the planning, what didn't work in the planning. Whereas when in horizon-based planning, you're going to plan a lot. And some people would say, you know, when Agile first came out, people would say, oh, well, it's just the wild, wild west. You guys don't know what you're doing. You're not planning. And that's a misconception. And if you do it right, I would argue you do more planning in Agile than you did in a traditional sense. It's just that you're doing it constantly instead of just at one time.
How does PI planning support the broader goal of continuous planning in within horizon-based planning?
Safe was really one of the four front runners of really pushing a framework that supported horizon-based planning. They introduced the planning interval, which was the quarterly, and created the quarterly plan. And that quarterly plan was done once per quarter in a session where everybody got together. And this was one of the huge differentiators with SAFe with everything else, was bringing the teams, the leadership, the management together into a room to plan that quarter for 2 days. It got the business and the technology working together and understanding the nuances of things. So they took it to another level when they introduced the PI. And when they did this in horizon-based planning, they showed organizations that you can plan incrementally and deliver at the same time. And over the years, that has expanded from the PI to the solution. So you create a solution roadmap or a portfolio roadmap. So it's really taken, the way I see it is, it's taken a pattern that's worked in the Scrum and the iterations of 2 weeks and expanding it to a quarter, expanding it to 6 months, and expanding it to multi-years so that you can see that. And you get the constant feedback loop. So after 1 quarter's done, you can see how you progressed, and that influences the solution of the portfolio roadmap and adjusts it. And it does that in a way that allows your clients, your customer base, the people that are buying your software, paying you, to see value quicker, but also allows you to deliver more value to them because you're learning as you go, both on what they need and how you can deliver it better.
Yeah. This alignment definitely, is vital to adapting to rapid market changes. And so I want to know, in what ways does this planning enhance, additionally to organizational flexibility and adaptability that you kind of touched on earlier? And do you have any customer stories that you can share too?
I think, beyond horizon-based planning, it was SAFe's ability to get the business and technology together over horizon-based planning. I think if we just used applied horizon-based planning and technology, we wouldn't get the impact that SAFe has provided. It was when they combined business and technology together that we got that. In cases where I've helped organizations stand up SAFe, do PI planning, those things, and brought the business and technology together, there was an epiphany on both sides of the equation on what was happening with this horizon-based planning. One was the business started understanding that it was more to deliver this than just sitting behind your keyboard and tapping on your keys, right? They started understanding the nuances of the frameworks, of the technologies that they were using, of the dynamic nature of developing software. On the other end, technology started seeing that it's more than just creating a cool new feature and using cool technology, that technology had to deliver value to the customer. So they heard from the business what implications their software had on customers, what customers started liking and didn't like. So it was bringing all those components together that gave organizations this, and I've seen it myself in every case where I've implemented ARTS and SAFe and PI planning. It's been a eye-opening experience for everybody to see, oh, I see what's going on the other side of the fence. Another thing that's an advantage to organizational flexibility and adaptability is, I would say, repetition is key, right? When you plan over and over again, you get really good at it. And one of the things that we want organizations to do is, for example, let's look at the PI planning. You're not going to create 4 PI plans for the whole year and not PI plan. What you're going to do is create a PI plan for maybe 2 or 3 quarters out, right? Your existing PI plan is very detailed. The next PI plan is less detailed. You might know the features that are going in it. The third PI plan is maybe we just have an idea of a couple of features and we know the epics we're going to work on, right? So now you have a three-quarter plan that takes horizon-based planning. What you do is at the end of that first quarter is you plan again and you plan for another three quarters. So now you're taking that second quarter, now becomes the first PI quarter, and you're doing detailed plans. The next quarter is less detailed, and that you're tacking on a third quarter and you're creating plans for that. So for each of these iterations, you're doing your planning every interval and you're tacking on a new time frame at the end for that other one. So you never stop and do like an annual plan anymore. You do a rolling wave planning where you plan three quarters, and every time you plan, you tack another quarter onto the end.
So yeah, these additional advantages definitely spotlights the transformative potential of horizon-based planning. And so for teams that are wanting to adopt or optimize this approach, what tools or technologies would you recommend to kind of facilitate horizon-based planning effectively and also within agile teams?
Yeah, so you need a tool that, again, I think I said it earlier, that represents those horizons to you, so that you can, you know, it's easy to find tools that do this at the sprint level, right? Today, there's lots of tools out there, but we've got to go beyond that. They have to represent that, you know, at the sprint level. What you're saying is, here's your user stories for this 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. You need a tool that says, here's my PI for this quarter, 8 weeks or 10 weeks. Here's my roadmap for my solution train over the next 8 months. Here's my portfolio roadmap for the next 18 months, so that you can tie the work artifact at that level, whether it be user story, feature, portfolio, epic, to that time frame and create a visual of what's going on. That visual can be either some sort of form of a board or roadmap. So target process is the most adaptable to this. A lot of tools out there have it, but it's based on the opinion of the developers and the designers. So that some tools have PIs, some tools have releases, some have some timeframes, but not others. Target process is the only one that has the full safe model to start with, but you can configure it to represent other timeframes. Perhaps you have a timeframe that's not part of the SAFe framework and you need to represent that. Target process would allow you to create an entity that you could represent that timeframe, and then the relationships to the work so that you could see what's happening during that timeframe. And then with target processes capabilities, I can create boards of those timeframes and those artifacts, and I can create roadmaps of those timeframes and artifacts. And I can create one that a board and a time frame that represents the same thing. Each of those give you a little different perspective on that view. A roadmap will be more calendar based, where a board will be more iteration or PI based. But they can both be leveraged at the same time to give your staff, your developers, your leadership an idea of what's going on, what the status is, where things fall in the cycles and on the roadmaps.
We love the ability to be able to configure. So always good. As we contemplate the future of horizon-based planning within agile practices, what trends do you foresee?
I'm struggling a little bit to see any trends right now. And the reason I'm struggling is most organizations are kind of stuck in a kind of an in-between space. They've adapted horizon-based planning in the short and sometimes medium term, but a lot of times they haven't adapted it yet in the long term. So I think what we need to see is more adoption. And we're working with a lot of organizations that are ready and willing to do this, but this is not a flight switch flip, right? Mm-hmm. We're not doing horizon-based planning tomorrow. It takes getting a lot of different contingents, a lot of groups within your company and your organization to adopt this for this to really hum. So I think we need to see more adoption to see how this is going to evolve in the future.
Those are some really key insights, even though, you know, I know we never know what is going to be coming or, you know, what trends will happen tomorrow.
A couple of other trends that we're seeing right now is we see a lot of organizations talking about moving from a project model to a product model. Okay, and this actually will, I think it will help push horizon-based planning along, because in a product model, you really are more focused on the outcomes of the product rather than just delivering on a project by a certain time frame and a certain budget. So as corporations and companies adopt the product model, I think we'll see more horizon-based planning in the future.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that point. And that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, Jeff, for sharing your thoughts and stories with us. It was great having you on the show again. We hope to see you in another episode.
It was great being here. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks everyone else for tuning in as well. So if you'd like to hear about a topic or have any questions at all, feel free to pop them in the comments section and subscribe to stay agile. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.